You're listening to the Ohio Conference Cast, where we explore topics related to the workings of Ohio Conference. Here are your hosts, Bill Seymour and Thomas Dunn.
Welcome, everyone, back to Ohio Conference Cast. This is Bill Seymour, and I am here with...
This is Thomas Dunn.
And we have about 87 guests on GoToMeeting with us. Well, that might be an exaggeration. Who's on the line with us?
Dean Faub. Oh, I'm near between Orville and Dalton. Martin's Mennonite.
Okay, good. And you are representing?
Stewardship Committee.
Okay. And who else is out there?
Melanie Miller.
Hi, Melanie. Where are you and why are you in this group?
I am out of the Hartville area, Maple Grove Mennonite Church, and I am chair of stewardship.
All right. Excellent. Who else is out there?
Bob Sauter.
Oh, hi, Bob. Bob is the moderator, and you are in Toledo?
Pioneer, Ohio, Salem Congregation.
Okay. Well, welcome, Bob and Melanie and Dean.
I think there might be more.
Oh, wait, there are more? That's all on my list. Who else is out there?
Cliff Brubaker.
Oh, hi, Cliff. Cliff is one of our regional pastors.
He's a regular on the podcast.
And he lives in Michigan, so.
I do, and I have my pet Wolverine. I have my pet Wolverine on my lap right now.
That's good. I hope he's live enough.
He's hearing noise. Yeah, hearing noise from Ohio, but he's going to be okay, so.
All right. Anyone else out there?
Dan Hooley.
Oh, hi, Dan. Where are you, and why are you here?
Sure. Right now, I'm in Canton because that's where I live, but I'm interim pastor at Friendship Mennonite. I'm also the interim chairperson of the credentialing ministry.
Excellent.
And so that puts me on leadership team.
So, Bill, you're catching all of these people and myself on the tail end of hours of online meetings, so we're all in a great mood right now.
Excellent. I'm glad. Well, I'm sure you sang a rousing chorus of Kumbaya before we got here, right?
Yes.
606, too.
No. So if our listeners who heard our Ohio Conference Structure podcast are there, they will know that these people are part of Ohio Conference leadership team.
And stewardship team.
And stewardship team others in addition.
Yeah, okay. We just had a joint meeting between leadership team and stewardship team.
All right. Well, excellent. So we are having this podcast at the end of this meeting in order to help launch the proposal that will be coming to ACA at the end of March.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, so who would like to start telling us what this what this proposal is? Thomas, you are associate moderator on the leadership team and my podcast buddy. Would you please explain to us, give us an introduction to the upcoming proposal?
Okay, so I'll take off my podcast hosting hat and put on my leadership team hat.
Yes.
And so what leadership team along with stewardship team we've been discussing for a good little while here is we're just kind of looking at the overall landscape of Ohio Conference and trying to provide leadership and a way forward. And there's been a number of different things that have come into that. So one is Cliff Brubaker has been going around and fulfilling the Year of Covenant task of meeting with all of the congregations of Ohio Conference. He has not got to all of them, but he's ticking them off the list. And we're also, the reason the stewardship folks are involved, because we're looking at the budget and how much money has been coming in and not coming in and things like that. And so we're trying to do all that. And also, we know that Ohio Conference is doing the Year of Mission, and it's been great, and we're looking forward to ACA when the Hersheys come and speak, and we want to push the Year of Mission beyond just 1 year. And so leadership team is trying to say, how can we put all this together into a direction forward where we want to go?
So wait a minute. So leadership team is looking to take a number of streams that could cause chaos and trying to focus them down into one cohesive direction. Is that fair?
That's a good description of the goal.
That sounds like a leadership-y team thing to do. Good yeah. Good job, folks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's hear it. What's the idea?
So I would say that our primary overall thing is, like, we have been incredibly energized by the year of mission activities and the things, the speakers that have come in, the people that are buying into it. And we really want, like, that to be the direction that Ohio Conference go. Like, we want to be a missional conference that can be missional congregations doing missional things. And so we're looking at that. We're like, that's who we want to be. That's where we want to be going.
So not just talking about mission and having conferences about mission, but actually learning to live our lives that way.
Yeah, that'd be
it. And together, not just you and me here at Crown Hill in Orrville or Bob over out west, but together as a conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so as we dig down a little bit deeper into that proposal and some of the things that might mean, one of the things that has come out from Cliff Brubaker in the meetings with all the different churches, and Cliff, we have you on the line, so maybe we'll let you speak to this a little bit, is when we hear about direction for Ohio Conference, I think a lot of people's radars go up and think, okay, they're talking about affiliation, about MCUSA and all those things. And so Cliff, why don't you take the floor here a little bit and explain a little bit of kind of what you've been hearing and what your sense is on that after talking to the majority of Ohio Conference congregations.
Yeah, the leadership team put together a proposal that extends the basic understanding about affiliation that we've had, pushes it on into the future with the same understandings around it. A good share of the congregations, I didn't do statistical analysis on this, I didn't try to keep statistics, but a very good number of congregations found the core of what the leadership team proposed, continuing with Ohio Conference with some things that might make us rethink that, as acceptable. There were churches on either end of the conversation that had concerns about that, but the bulk of the congregations found the proposed direction to be acceptable and workable for them.
Okay, so you are referring to the statement that leadership team gave last March in ACA, basically saying that there are some markers or measures to track, but overall we're going to, for short term at least, we are staying in MCUSA, providing some major pieces do not change. Is that what I heard?
That's exactly right, yeah.
Okay. So with that given, understanding that not everybody's there, but most of the group, most of the congregations, so how does that impact whatever it is we're going to hear in a couple minutes?
So the impact is one of the core parts of trying to move forward into being a missional conference is dedicating to not dedicate more time to this issue.
Well, that was very clear.
Yeah.
Dedicating to not dedicate, refusal to dedicate, dedication.
Yeah. So
okay,
I mean, that's clear as mud, right?
Yeah.
So we're saying, like, if we want to move forward into this becoming a missional conference, we cannot commit our best energies into trying to figure out what or who our affiliation will be. Because as Cliff is finding, there's no right answer. If we would, as a conference, decide to leave Mennonite Church USA, there would be a significant amount of churches that would likely leave Ohio Conference. We know that if we continue to stay the way we are going, we've lost a good amount of churches and we may lose some more. So there's no winning there.
Okay.
And so we said, well, we want to put our energies towards a win, and we see missional conference as a win. And so we just are committing to not giving our best energies to that discussion anymore.
Okay. So what you're saying is, if let me, and listeners, what you need to know is I had a early sketch of what might be coming in this proposal, but I really have no detail, and we did not meet the 5 minutes before we started to fill me in. So I'm exploring and digging and don't really know what's happening yet. Okay, so to review, part one, in my mind, or at least a preamble, is saying as a conference, we recognize there are differences that we're not going to solve, and we're not going to focus our energy there about affiliation. So maybe that's part one. And then part two is what we are going to do is focus on being missional and whatever it takes to do that. So then what would be the next step, or part three?
So the next step would be where the rubber meets the road. And that's why leadership team was meeting with stewardship team is, okay, what about the money?
Oh, because where the rubber meets the road, we all know, is where the money gets spent.
Yes.
Okay.
And so we leadership team knows and stewardship team knows and everybody knows that, you know, it's great to think about being missional and it's great to think about moving forward, but we can barely support ourselves the way we are with our budget. How can we think about, you know, investing more time, energy, and money into being more more missional? And a big part of the plan is to hire a conference, an executive conference leader that would have, you know, the missional chops to push us forward in this. So not hiring our traditional conference minister to do administrative stuff, but to hire a missional guy or gal that would really, like, this is the direction we want to go. And so our hire would push us that direction. And so we need money to hire somebody.
Yes, I was just thinking that. Conference minister is expensive. And so part three, it sounds like, is deciding together that we are going to spend more money.
Yes.
In order to get at the missional, in order to stay focused in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one of my observations previous to, well, really in the last number of years, more than I want to count, really, is that we have, because of financial challenges, we have basically overworked our staff and understaffed our needs. And so are you saying that this proposal will seek to alleviate those pressures?
I would say yes.
Dean, Bob, Melanie?
Dan?
Yeah, mission and vision are so vital and important to, you know, to any group that has a purpose. And, you know, how we can come together is so vital. Now, wearing this stewardship team hat, you know, it comes to a sort of a culmination then, once we know the direction we're heading, to translate that in, of course, to the resources to provide the budget that everyone can determine is acceptable to accomplish this, and trying to rearrange all the sources of all the resources that are available, whether they're you know, historic accumulations or the present cash flow, is a juggling act. And you know, if we can all have the faith and belief that we can pull this off together, That's where we're really juggling the ball. So I just thought I'd throw that out from the leadership, or rather the stewardship team perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So part of what you heard Dean saying there, some of the practical implications are, we are planning to propose two budgets at ACA and let the delegates have the final say in which direction we go. So the plan is to have a budget that really is, that breaks even, that just is, covers expenses based on the amount of funding that we get in.
Okay.
And that would be the traditional understaffed,
right,
under everything.
Basically doing what we're doing now.
Well, probably even less.
Even less. Sorry, Cliff.
exactly.
Judy.
Yeah, sorry,
and
to our staff. Yes.
Yeah.
And so that would
name Ralph.
Yeah. And so that would be one proposal. And then the other proposal would be like a proposal of what we call a healthy budget of not being understaffed and hiring a conference executive that could lead us into a missional future.
Just a conference executive or another, or even more help for Cliff and Ralph?
Those, I'm not aware that those details are down on paper yet.
Okay. Not to be mean here, but ACA is 6 weeks away.
Yeah.
Okay, just saying. Yeah. Okay, so part one was last year. Again, in my terms, part one was last year. We're not going to put our energy in affiliation direction for now. Part two was we need to refocus and re-understand and learn and practice being missional. So part three is what, Dan?
We talk about, on leadership team, we talk about impact. What is the impact of the different budget ideas? And for example, as working with the credentialing ministry, I find that this is one of the places where congregations are most closely connected to the work and the service that a Ohio Conference provides. When a congregation is looking for a new pastor, it's a really pretty significant time for them. And the support that a regional pastor provides is very significant as well. And so the impact of what we've been labeling a healthy conference budget is to provide time and service to congregations in very important times through their ministry, and also encourage outreach, missional activity. The impact of business as it has been, and the what we've been labeling a bare bones budget, is to really ask congregations to do with less. And I think there will be some soul searching and some serious questioning needing to be made by congregations in order to choose what impact they would prefer.
All right. So, Dan, thank you for your explanation. It sounded to me like a good why for part three. Seems to me that the rubber meets the road part of that is part three is determining, or the suggestion, the proposal to determine that we're going to spend the money that we need to try and do conference well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
And I would say, a key, not just detail, but a crucial point to this is having the discussion of, can we rescind the motion that was passed in 2015, which limited the expenses, budgetary expenses, to 135% of income? And so as we move forward in getting towards ACA, we want delegates to prepare and think about, are you willing to or ready to think about rescinding that motion for the sake of a healthy conference?
Is that the only motion that needs to be rescinded, or the only change that needs to be voted on?
I think that's the only retroactive thing that need to be changed. Now, okay. There'd also obviously be votes to affirm new directions.
Right. Okay, so if part three is recognizing which impact we want to conference to have, and then saying we want to commit resources to do conference the best way that we can, maybe I would say perhaps part four is making whatever body decisions we need to alter our previous decisions in order to free up funding to pay for this. Because I don't hear any push to find new revenue streams and to come up with some plan to make more money or, you know, do anything like that. We've tried that over a number of years and have not been successful in that. So,
Been discussed. Stewardship has talked over that.
Okay.
And it certainly has been talked about, but nothing's been landed on as an option that seems like it would really get what we need.
Okay. So, all right, recap again. First, we're not going to spend energy on the affiliation question. Second, we're going to really work at being missional. Third, recognizing the importance of leaders to help us, we're going to choose to fund a full staff and conference. Four, we are, in order to do this, we are going to change how we use money currently on hand.
Yes.
Is that fair? I'm intentionally trying to put this in as small a nutshell as possible for everybody. Okay, so is that it, or is there more? Do we get Ginsu knives at the end?
Yeah, so that's the big picture. I think there's more implications that we could drill down on. I don't know that we necessarily want to do that this specific podcast,
but
I think the idea is this is pretty big stuff. Mm-hmm. We want to get the word out as many ways as possible, podcast, written form. We have our regional conference gatherings coming up next week, starting next week, and then ACA obviously is just around the corner. So we want everyone to be as informed as possible.
hey, folks, this is a really interesting plan. I'm curious about the sustainability of it financially. What happens 3 or 4 years down the road?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's one that stewardship has talked about, that leadership has talked about, and short answer, we don't know. But we can, you know, kind of from our human perspective, looking at the future, knowing that's always a dangerous thing to do, but kind of looking at all the different pieces in the landscape of Ohio Conference, yeah, we know that if we pass a budget, that the healthy budget, the funds aren't going to be there forever unless congregational giving really spikes. And so, yeah, a couple, 4 or 5, however many years down the road, we might be out of money. That's a real possibility that we need to consider. The other thing is, if we don't do anything regardless of all these other things, and hearing what Cliff is doing in the interviews and things like that, the affiliation thing is a real big issue. And we don't know what's going to do to Ohio Conference 3, 4, 5 years down the road, because as Cliff has found out, no matter which way anything goes, no matter what way Mennonite Church USA goes, no matter which way Ohio Conference goes in regard to Mennonite Church USA, it's going to have a fairly traumatic impact on the conference as we know it. And then also current funding levels, we don't know, we can't sustain much longer the staffing we have. And so we're looking at either burning out our staff or having drastically less staff. And so we won't have conference as we know it. So it kind of, no matter which way we look at it from our human perspective, 4 or 5 years down the road is a huge unknown. And so we are kind of leaning towards, hey, if we got 4 or 5 years, let's be as missional as possible for these next 4 or 5 years and see what happens next.
And let's help our congregations be as healthy as possible over that 4 year period.
Right. So in that sense, the hope would be, if we're uncertain about the future, let's not try and hold on to things. Let's do everything the best that we can and see how healthy we can become.
Healthy and effective. I mean, not just about us, but our neighbors, and that we want to be missional towards.
Right. So healthy in a biblical sense, that it's not all about us. It's about people around us and the love that we can share and being missional. And Alternatively, we could continue as is, slowly decreasing services and the ways that we can connect with each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like, it may seem grim, but I remember what Alan Hirsch said 2 years ago at Mennonite Church USA, and he may say something similar when he comes to speak to us, is, you know, never waste a good crisis.
Right.
And so I think we do find ourselves at a crisis point in Ohio Conference, and maybe we don't like to hear that and don't like to say it, but I think it's the reality. And so what opportunities are there? And so I think we as leadership team and stewardship team and, you know, really everyone, we want to take as advantage of this crisis, and can God use this to transform us into a more missional people that are living out his mission. And I think that opportunity is in front of us in the midst of this crisis.
And so in your prayers and discernment in leadership team, this is what you are offering for Ohio Conference. Let's, if we're going to do it, let's do it well and move forward as best we can for as long as we can.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. A leadership team, Dean and Melanie and Dan and Cliff. Did I get everybody? Bob and Susie.
There is Bob.
Oh yeah, Bob. Yeah. I don't know if I said Bob. And we're grateful for your work in this. We look forward to regional gatherings over the next 2 weeks, and then ACA in roughly 6 weeks. Well, 6 weeks from our recording time. Don't know when the podcast will go out exactly. Well, again, and thank you, listeners, for joining us for Ohio Conference Cast. This has been Thomas and Bill with our new technician, Norman Sopar. We are testing a whole bunch of microphones to decide how best to do this, and we'll see you at a podcast near you.
Thanks for listening to the Ohio Conference Cast. We would like to hear from you. You can email us at ohioconferencecast@gmail.com with any topics or questions you would like us to explore.